The things I normally see in dreams do not exist. This proves that the things that I normally see while awake do not exist, since both of these things are equally mistaken appearance. I will never grasp at the things I normally see, but just be satisfied with their mere name. By doing this, I will liberate myself permanently from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. In this way, I will be able to benefit each and every living being every day. It's amazing. It's a whole path to enlightenment included here, through wisdom, you know. So a little bit of commentary says, we should understand, although our delusions are deeply ingrained, they are not an intrinsic part of our mind. They can definitely be removed. They're just bad habits, and like all mental habits, all habits, they can be broken. The moment our mind is like muddy water, it is murky and polluted. But just as it's possible to separate mud from water, so it's possible to purify our mind of all delusions. And with no delusions remaining in our mind, there is nothing that can disturb our inner peace and joy. So let's look at the first couple of sentences here. The things I normally see in dreams do not exist. This proves that the things I normally see while I am awake do not exist, since both of these things are equally mistaken appearance. Okay. So how can we understand this? We need to understand about mistaken appearance, don't we? Mistaken appearance. Mistaken appearance is, it's something that's appearing to us, about which we're mistaken. We're making a mistake with respect to this particular appearance. Okay. So much later on in the book, in the chapter on ultimate bodhicitta, Venerable Geshe-la explains a little bit about mistaken appearance with respect to ourselves, the person we think we are, the person we normally see, or the person we normally think about when we think me, 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 the person who gets angry, the person who is unhappy, the person who is frustrated. We have a mistaken appearance with respect to ourselves. We have mistaken appearance with respect to all phenomena. How can we understand how this works? He says, we should know that since beginningless time, our way of identifying ourselves has been mistaken. Okay? Our way of identifying ourselves. In other words, we can say our way of thinking about ourselves, our way of viewing ourselves, our way of regarding ourselves, like this. Our way of identifying ourselves has been mistaken. What does that mean? We believe that our self that we normally see is our self. So we need to try to understand, what does it mean, this thing we normally see, the self I normally see? What is that? So we need to think, each one of us needs to contemplate, what does this mean, the self I normally see, the self I normally see? The self I normally see. It's the self that is doing the talking, the thinking, the working, the travelling, that we normally see, that we normally think about. Isn't it? It's me, isn't it? We say me, 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 me. That's the self we normally see. This belief is ignorance, because the self we normally see does not actually exist. All the things that we normally see do not exist. So we don't like that, do we? They're very strange. How can I say that? Anyway, because of our ignorance, we develop and experience various kinds of mistaken appearance. So because we have the wrong, or we're mistaken understanding about ourselves and about everything else, then we experience various kinds of mistaken appearances. And because of this, we experience various kinds of suffering as hallucinations throughout this life and in life after life. All the sufferings, pains, tragedies, problems, depressions, all of those things, we're experiencing them, it's true. But actually, they're like hallucinations arising from our mistaken appearances. The Buddha used these analogies of the dreams and the hallucinations and to help us to try to get some feeling for reality, for what's wrong and what's right. Okay. So this is our problem. We have mistaken appearance and therefore we're hallucinating, basically, due to this ignorance. The ignorance is like a drug, a hallucinogenic drug that's infected our mental continuum. And therefore, everything that we're perceiving is a hallucination. Everything's wrong. Everything's mistaken. Consequently, we're making lots of mistakes, continuously making mistakes, harming ourselves, harming others, and so forth.